Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with the Boomer Broads. Richie and I have the pleasure of Janet and Anne Marie's company here as we talk about some of the issues of the day that seem to pique their interest. Before I get to Casey Anthony and how disgustingly overcooked this is, I want you both to look at the bottom of the page in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com. There is a story from Warren Eckstein, who is our pet fellow, about yoga classes being taught to dogs.
No.
Yes.
Janet will love that.
I love it.
All right,
well, who started the downward dog, do we have to say?
The downward. I don't know where it got started, frankly.
Have you ever seen a dog wake up in the morning? That's what they do. They do downward dog.
Well, the stretching and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, you wonder
about dogs stretching out. The poll today at DougSteffen.com, what do you think about yoga classes for dogs? A, I think it's a terrific idea. B, interesting, but I don't think my dog would like that. C, excessive. We treat our pets better than we treat each other. D, sounds like a scam to me. I'd try it with Charlotte because she does a lot of stretching.
And it, I would try it.
Yeah.
I just voted, by the way.
Did you?
I'm
okay.
About to vote.
Thank
I think
you.
It's a terrific idea. And everyone
stupid.
Should vote.
Stupidest
thing
the world
I've
is
going
to get their dog to be able to get into a certain yoga position.
I'll get Charlotte to do it.
Guys are
I am
weird.
In. Doug, when you bring right. Charlotte, I'm bringing Lucy.
All right.
I love Charlotte's summer picture, though, the slideshow.
I got some more of those pictures.
Let me tell you how that class would go. Janet, it would be like, come on, get down, come on, boy, you can do it. You want a treat?
Now, wait a minute.
You want a treat for your yoga? Yes, you'll gain weight.
Are you talking about Doug or are you talking about Charlotte?
Nice.
All of you.
Very nice.
Yeah, very funny.
Janet and Amber.
There are a lot of people who need a better PR these days. Janet and I, while we were on hold, and it's not just Casey Anthony.
Yeah, who
I
else?
Mean, it's Congress. The city of Boston just got voted the meanest city in the country.
Really?
Outrageous. Yes, last week we were the least fashionable.
Well, because people in Boston tend to be arrogant and self-centered and really not, especially in the summertime when we have all this tourism here,
not helping much yourself there.
Interested in helping other people out. They're not.
Well,
I find
Boston
to be very unfriendly and unhelpful.
And I tell you, Doug, as someone, because I know you also have a home in California,
You,
isn't it always shocking, I find, when I visit California, like you're standing on a curb and all the cars stop?
Yeah.
If you're from Boston, that's like, what are they doing?
They aim
don't even
for
understand
you.
Being nice.
Yeah, no, they aim for you if you're in Boston.
Exactly.
They don't aim for you. Get to the 3rd Street Promenade and an 89-year-old guy comes down to Buick. He's aiming for you. Other than
that's a different story.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah. We are. I mean, we do have a mean reputation, but we've been getting some very bad PR. GQ last week voted us the least fashionable city in America.
Really?
Which hurt.
Uh-huh. They must have seen me in my tractor attire, my farm.
Well, that might be one of our problems.
It could have
maybe
been the
they've been watching you.
Yeah.
But they claim it's our adoration of the Red Sox and sports clothing in general that positions us so poorly.
There are a lot of people with sort of loose fit objects to art that they wear on their butts. I've seen a lot of that stuff.
Well, you know, we're gaining weight. It's a city of obesity, and we need loose-fitting clothing.
All right, so let's lose weight. We'll get on to it. Casey Anthony, speaking of getting on to things, I'm not sure that a lot of people thought she was attractive. I don't get her attraction.
All.
I don't see that she's attractive in a physical sense and an emotional, spiritual sense. I see nothing but vapidness. A product of, and I'm not trying to be too hard on the parents, but a product of over, what's the word that I'm looking for? Over, not over eager parents, but so many parents today are trying to overdo it with the children. They give them this, they give them that.
Yeah.
Overindulgence. Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
Overindulgence.
So it plays out in a woman who nobody really knows. Who can say that you really know? The parents don't even know who this kid is.
Right.
They don't understand. They don't know who she is.
Yeah. Will we ever know? The question is, will she go into hiding as she should?
Sure.
Or will she do the... Is someone out there going to offer the woman the $1 million to write the book? So far, everybody claims they're not. Will some tacky talk show... You know, are they going to pay her to do that? The question is, from a PR standpoint, if she was our client, it's obvious advice. Go away.
Yeah.
You have nothing to gain
by coming out first. Pay your bill, then go away.
The deals are being made right now. Somebody's trying to get a hold of her right now. The first one in wins is what they're all thinking.
Well, but it's not going to be I would find it very hard to believe, Richie, that's going to be a high caliber get. In other words, this is not going to be Matt Lauer with her.
This is Maury Povich.
Right. Yeah. This is exactly that sort of caliber, and that will probably happen, or OK Magazine. You know, those kind of things. But it's just not going to be Newsweek, and it's
Dateline.
Not going to be. What?
I think you'll see her end up on Dateline or one of those things.
Well, I hope not. And
or let me tell you something. Dr. Phil's going to come in and fix her.
Don't even get me started.
That would be a get.
We're going to have a one-month trial to fix Casey Anthony.
I guess I don't care. I don't want to give her any more of my you know, energy, my thinking. You know,
I hope not. We're doing it right now.
There are people like the News of the World and the Murdoch fiasco and the Roger Clemens, and there's some horrible stories that are going on now that are sort of unfolding, and you wonder how they can't go away. How do they ever repair their reputation?
Yep.
Ever? How do they ever do it?
The difference is, Anne-Marie, I think that they had reputations. Casey Anthony never had a reputation to ruin. She's always, unless anybody disagrees with me, I mean, Roger Clemens at one point, you know, he was a Hall of Fame pitcher, adored.
What happens to it now?
His reputation is shot, in my book, unless he can slowly but surely get PR advice and repair it. He has some hope. I just don't think Casey Anthony will ever be a beloved character in the United States or the world.
Think about
she may be rich, but she will never be loved.
Think about what she's famous for.
Roger Clemens hasn't even been found guilty of anything yet.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
He's going to get found guilty. He's not going to get found guilty because they threw the case out. He's done.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's
over.
Done.
But yet in the minds of Americans, because he was brought up before Congress for lying about something they couldn't prove that he actually did, he's guilty.
That's right.
He lied about something that they couldn't prove that he did, and he's guilty in the minds of America.
Because of the media. I mean, she was not guilty as well, but she is guilty in the eyes of America.
Sure.
Yeah, and so I do think Roger Clemens might have the ability to repair. Because at one point he was something, and he was admired.
What about
Casey Anthony will never repair, because she was always a bum and never liked. I mean, I just don't see where this will ever go for her.
Go away.
Yeah, they're saying she's going to have possibly do, you know, plastic surgery, change her look, go move to some, you know, Guam, and that would be the last we'd hear from
Guam,
her.
Those folks in Guam, how do you feel about that? 800-510-8255. Listen to K57. You want to have... the lovely and talented Casey Anthony move to your island.
I got news for you. Guam is a very small, tight community.
Yeah.
They would notice her in a heartbeat.
They'd put a blue flower on her or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we can kiss that all goodbye. Just the excesses here all the way around are exemplary. The news media excess more than anything else. I said on the air, I don't know if you ladies heard me say this last week when we were talking about the end of the trial. Mm-hmm. I had not mentioned her name on the air once, not during the trial, not before the trial, not one time, because I found her story to be extraordinarily negative.
Yep.
She didn't look like she had it together in the sense that she was the worst possible example of someone who feigned motherhood. As a human being, she's a cretin. There was nothing about her vibe that I got that made me want to talk about her. And who needs to? There's plenty of this other junk around. In this circumstance, okay, the trial is over. I remember, I was the last guy on the air in Los Angeles. I was doing a local program at the time at KBC. And I was the only person who thought that O.J. wasn't guilty, or at least he ought to have a chance to prove his innocence, because everybody else had made. And I remember a couple of the other hosts on the stations, Larry Elder, who's a good guy, said to me, "What are you, crazy?" And he said, "The problem with you is you're not an Angelian."
Yeah.
I wasn't. At the time, I was. That was my first year on KBC. I was there for 3 years. And I had just started to spend time in Los Angeles, never really spent much time there before that. And so that was right, what was it, 1994. And I didn't get the culture. And, you know, we all thought of O.J. as the football hero, jumping over the bags in the Hertz commercials.
Sure.
Or, you know, movies when he was on. Every time you see one of those movies now with George Kennedy and what's his face? He was in three of them, I think, wasn't he? The Police
Was it
Squad.
The Airplane?
No,
Airplane?
The Police Squad movies.
Oh, Police Squad.
Leslie Nielsen. Every time you see that, you want to throw something. Whenever you see the guy, you want to throw something at the screen. And you yell. And so that's the fate that Casey Anthony will enjoy as well. She's had it. And whether she gets a little plastic surgery, goes to live someplace else. See, O.J. was never smart enough to take himself out. Now, she only has $500 to her name at the moment, so what's she going to do to survive? Unless she changes her looks and gets a job under an assumed name, doing something, whatever she can do, working
on
a bar.
Or in deference to what Richie said, maybe there is, I mean, he's probably right, there is some book publisher out there who's willing to pay, because sadly, even though most of America says, I won't read it, I simply won't buy
baloney.
That.
They will.
You know, curiosity wins, and they're just going to do it, and someone's going to pay the woman, and that'll be that. But
somebody
hopefully she won't abuse it, and hopefully she won't try and have a reality show, and she just won't be stupid.
There also are sick people who think, you know, helping Casey Anthony will make them famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is also crazy.
Yeah. Well,
like a Dr. Phil.
I mean,
in all due respect, I could see him doing it, Richie. Yeah. I think you were correct in that.
Oh, absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. It is amazing. All right, ladies, thank you.
Where are the ladies? Where is everybody today?
Everybody wants to take time off in the summer. Can you believe it?
It's National
Women's Day. I don't understand it.
It's National Women's Day off. What did you get? You guys didn't get the message?
Will you call us
next time, please?
National Women's Day off. Perfect.
Goodbye.
All right, 19 after on Good Day.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Richie.
Dudley.
Everything okay?
I'm looking pretty good. How are you?
Are you really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
tomatoes. Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
You say tomato, I'm having tomatoes. 21 after on Good Day.
Don't be shocked by the tone of my voice.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
To make my day, Richie.
Oh, God. What is this?
Listen, gotta crank this up.
Yeah. Consider it cranked.
Yeah. Crank that up.
They turn down the lights and turn the projector on.
Sad movies, Richie.
So I was sitting there, they didn't see. And so they sat right down in front of me. When he kissed her lips, I almost died. And in the middle of the color cartoon, I started to cry. Oh, sad movie.
All right, we got it.
I'll give it to this. This is a hokey, old, silly song, but storytelling,
great story,
and music.
Yeah,
it just doesn't seem to happen that much
not
anymore.
Now. No, but this is a good story. Or not a good story.
Country music, they still do it. Yeah. Country music, they still
real
do
name
it.
Eva McKee. Sue Thompson is her professional nom de plume. Born this date, 1925. She did a song called Norman. Ooey, 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 Norman.
Stop.
Remember that?
It, please.
Sad movies make me cry. 86 today. And there's George Hamilton the Fourth. Too bad Jen Jen isn't here. Right? Abilene is in Texas.
Who's picking today?
And Abilene. Not me and not you, but it's okay stuff. 74 today. A Rose and a Baby Ruth. Another song that he had that was big. Here's a Florencia Vicenta de Casilla Martinez Cardona. We boil that down to Vicky Carr. Born in the state 1941. Let's see here. Who else have we got? All right, let's go to Alan Gorey. Bass player, now you get into it, Richie.
There we go.
With the average white band, picking up the pieces, work to do. Let's go around again.
Yes.
Born in the state 1946, so Mr. Gorey is 65 today, so picking up the pieces. This is the one that I'm looking forward to. Bernie Leadon, guitarist for the Eagles. Take It Easy, Best of My Love, One of These Nights, among their number one songs. It's a great feel-good song. Would you crank this up?
Yeah, great stuff.
You still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Uh-huh.
One of the few rock songs with a banjo in it.
Yeah. Not a bad idea, right?
Yeah, good stuff.
Okay, let us move to Brian May, guitarist for Queen.
Ah, this is their tribute to Elvis.
Harold May, born this day 1947, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Another one, Bites the Dust.
Yep.
You know that, right?
This is Alien Assassin. The song I wanted to write in tribute to the 50s rockabilly stuff.
Yeah, right. Alien Assassin, the French Open tennis champion, born in the state 1946, so 65 today. Anthony Edwards from ER. Dr. Mark Green is born in the state 1962, so that makes him 49. In a lot of other movies. Let's see, Northern Exposure, Takes Two, The Client, he was in that. Delta
sure.
Heat, El Diablo, Revenge of the Nerds, etc., etc.
El Diablo, I remember that.
Yeah.
Lou Gossett Jr.
Yeah. All right, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you paying a hefty 401k fee? Many people do. AARP financial educator John Dolphiné.
We did a survey that showed more than 7 in 10 people had no idea they were paying fees in their 401k plan.
Hi, Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Let's run some numbers.
I might give you an illustration here. Assume there's two employees, and they both put away $5,000 a year for 35 years. One of the 401k plans has a fee structure that's 1.5%, and the other employee has a fee structure that's 0.5%. It may not seem like a big difference year in and year out, but actually the person with the lower fee structure would end up saving $78,000 more over 35 years.
Here's a convenient free way to check the fees in your 401k plan.
All you have to do is go to www.aarp.org/401kfees, and there's a calculator there that's really, really helpful. Put in your employer's name, and the employer's 401k plan will pop up. Then you can select which investments you have in your plan, and it will tell you exactly what fees you're paying in your plan.
The calculator suggests ways you can lower your fees within the 401k plan you have and other options, too. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help his tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Hope against hope, 33 after the hour, by the way, 27 before the new hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug.
Wrong class.
There's Jennifer. What did you say? What?
Wrong class. Oops.
What did you say? What?
You said this is the Doug Steffen program. I said, oh, sorry, wrong class.
What did you think? You're not on the Bill Bennett show, are you?
No. That's the boring one. That's where you sleep in the back.
I see that. Right, and the man cow is where you put the dunce cap on in the back corner.
Exactly.
Right? Let's see. What about Imus? What do we do there?
Hmm.
Yeah. We look for people with various hairdos.
Put oxygen on in a cowboy hat.
Right.
That's right.
So here we are on the Good Day program, and then there's America's Morning Snooze.
It's always good to have a nice snooze.
Right. Snooze, you lose. All right. So here we have a lot of things going on. Carmageddon this weekend. Much ado about nothing, zero, nada. My son called me. Jennifer says, I saw a picture yesterday of taken from the Skirball Center of the 405 on the corner there. With no,
there's no traffic. That was the fun part.
There were a couple of people who somehow got caught. There was a 10-mile stretch from the 101 to the 10 that was closed, so that they could work on it over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And the predictions were horror, nightmare, end of the world.
Buy groceries.
Yeah. And nothing happened. It was no big deal. It was big, like the news media.
It was great. I said, let's do it every weekend. I had no traffic. I went to Orange County. I went to Hollywood this weekend.
Yeah.
I was all over the place and no problem.
So I'm looking at the bridge that they wanted to demolish. Is that because they're widening it? That's the bridge that goes over from Mulholland and connects to the Skirball and on to Sepulveda on the other side. I mean, if I've been over that bridge once, I've been over it 400 times. And I don't understand.
This is funny. What? I've never been over that bridge
haven't
before.
Haven't you?
The second point that's funny is they only took down half of it. So we're going to have to go through all of
close it
again.
Next month.
But there's not a new bridge to replace it.
No, but the reason they didn't take down the other half, and this is kind of outrageous, is that the residents there didn't want them to.
Yeah, but how are you going to get across onto the other side of the 405?
Exactly. Just take the whole thing down. Ugh.
I don't understand how you're going to get. That's what I'm wondering is, how do you get, because a lot of Mulholland traffic and the Sepulveda traffic that comes up on the other side. How do you have, hello?
Hello?
How do you get across to the other side?
Weird how people, that's going
to
be.
I don't want to make this too inside. I used to live up on Mulholland. I'd go over this bridge two, three, four times a day. sometimes that year that I lived in that house. And I don't begin to understand how you get from one side to the other. There's something missing here in all of this. But the pictures, there were people who somehow or other got stuck. They closed it on either end, and there were about 10, 15 people who just left their cars in the 405, got off. They got out of their cars and they just walked wherever. They just left their cars there.
Yeah.
I don't get what.
Well, there was a lot of people. There was a car chase yesterday. That was the big news.
Really? On the 405? Before it was closed?
Before it all ended, there was a car chase. That was about it. But there was nothing that happened.
So it could have been like the Blues Brothers, where they drive off the bridge with no end?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd been cool.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so let's see what else has happened. We're all still here, right? I'm here. Richie, I want to spend a minute talking about Rich's dad's service.
Yeah, I want to hear. Rich said that it was nice and...
Better that I tell the story probably than Richie, although I may ask him for some clarification. Richie was the...
Doug thinks it's always better when he tells the story.
Yes, in this case it probably is.
Well, when I, you know, not to bring it around to me, Richie was the spokesperson, and there were probably 250 people on the 14th hole of this golf course in, I don't even know what town we were in, frankly. I followed Mike Gaithersburg.
Maryland.
Gaithersburg. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Montgomery Village.
Nice residential community. Nice golf course. And a really good obstacle in the water there. And whatever other things you get on golf courses that are good to trap you. And so on the 14th hole, all these people gathered around. It was pretty hot, but it wasn't sunny, so it was bearable. And it was just for noontime. And the procession started. This is what was cool about this, Jennifer. All of you imagine... You play golf, you use a golf cart, right? So there was a procession instead of a hearse bearing the body in that somber black hearse and all that. There are about a dozen golf carts.
20.
20 golf
wow.
carts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20 golf carts that come around the water and stop where everybody's gathered on the 14th hole.
Mm-hmm.
And the families in one and then the related, all of the various members of family and friends, close friends, I guess, in this procession, and they get out, and everybody's visiting and talking, and basically having a good time. And then the service begins, sort of an informal service, a couple of words from a preacher. And then there was a basket full of doves that were released, and
it was the most wonderful.
It was a great touch. There was a poem, which I wish I had a copy of, some people would say it was corny. It wasn't corny. It was nicely, it was appropriate for the festivities. Because that's really what I felt. I didn't feel like it was a funeral. It was a festivity.
Yeah, and that's exactly
And that's what
intention.
You wanted.
Sure.
That was the intention.
Yeah.
Richie got a little tearful, but he was much better than his two brothers in terms of being able to communicate.
Yeah.
His two brothers aren't communicators. One of them, Rusty, was happy to tell the audience that Richie was a big-time DJ. And then he said, sorry, Doug.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It was a family that had lots of friends and lots of feelings. And that's what I got out of it, plus some macaroni and some turkey for lunch.
There you go.
But it was 3 or 4 hours of good camaraderie. It was appropriate. I remembered, you know, there are a lot of pictures of your father, and it was kind of neat to see at all ages you with your horrible teeth when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't call Rich's teeth horrible.
Oh, my God. Oh, awful.
I had braces for 6 years.
Yeah, terrible.
Really?
But his long hair, it really was very cute. And I'm surprised Fred Phelps wasn't there. We gotta take a couple of golf balls. They had a 21. Jennifer, this was really very cool. We should have gotten some pictures. Nobody got any pictures.
I have pictures.
Do you?
Yeah, there's one on my Facebook page. Yeah.
Right. You don't take too many pictures at a.
No, the golf shot thing I thought was cool though. So
yeah,
I
wanted
pictures of that.
Who's answering the phone, Richie? Might be nice.
Evan.
Yeah, so in his next life.
We're on vacay, Doug.
Yeah. Anyway, so there were seven people that stood up at the tee,
mm-hmm.
and they all took three shots. And it
seven
was,
of my dad's golf buddies, he made the eighth, giving them two foursomes that they played with every Friday and Sunday.
Yeah. And they all, they stood and each hit three balls for a 21-gun salute out onto the fairway. And then there were some ashes that were dropped on the end of that particular green. And it was just, it was very unique. It was very appropriate. And it was nothing about it that anyone could find fault with. It was a, it was just very nicely done. And I think probably much of the credit goes to you. Your mother would certainly give you much of the credit, and so would your brothers.
But yeah,
coming
I mean,
up
I,
with an idea. That was,
I had the original idea, and then it just kind of grew from there. And, you know, and there was lots of input. And it was it was lots of, he would have dug it, man. He would have, he would have said, this is cool.
Yeah.
You know, he probably did say, this is cool.
Was
he's probably
cool.
watching. And then we, after you guys went back to the, to the clubhouse for the festivities, we rode over to the willow tree that he called the McFadden willow tree because they always sliced it.
Yeah.
And it landed over at this willow tree. Beautiful. It sits over the water, and it's up on top of this fairway.
Yeah.
And then we went ahead, and we had a plaque made that we had put on the tree.
Yeah.
And spread his ashes around the tree, dropped a bunch of roses, and a little statement.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
It was very
cool.
It was stimulating. It was the kind of thing that made you think about the life of the person who really, it was, okay, there were a few mentions of God and Jesus and stuff like that, which is, that's swell. But really when it gets right down to it, it wasn't about all of that stuff. It was about him and the people that he affected, and I think that's what was stimulating about it. And the people he affected were his family and his friends, the people he did business with. It was just, you know, all the way around, you got the sense that this guy mattered. And that's what a funeral is supposed to be about, isn't it? Don't you want to celebrate how much that person that's gone mattered to you, to your family, to your life? So, there are tears. But, in fact, maybe because he didn't have to suffer, he was going to go through them.
That's perfect. Yeah.
It was really the right way for him to hit the road.
Yep, absolutely.
Right? Yep. So anyway, my tribute to you, and I guess your family. I just I don't like funerals, and I don't go to them unless I feel very moved, because I think most of the time they're nonsense.
I mean, hey, whoever likes going to them.
No, you don't like it.
But
some people.
But you know, you have to. You're there to support, and you flew all the way down from Boston to be there. And that meant a lot to me, and I appreciate that. So it's you go there to support your friends.
Right.
That's basically what
exactly.
You do. Nobody wants to go. Although, you know,
what was that slice you took at me about arguing? You took a slice at me.
Only I could find an opportunity at a funeral to take a shot at Doug.
Exactly. Okay, so what'd you do?
But basically, the life lesson I take away most from my dad is he was a golden rule kind of guy. Treat people like you want to be treated.
Right.
And I told a story about how my dad handled a situation with an irate customer on the showroom floor one day.
Actually, it's a great story, but you got to tell that story because it makes it that much more worthwhile.
You want me to tell it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It tells what your father is all about, actually.
Yeah, back in the, I don't know, I guess it was back in the late 70s to early 80s, my dad was the general sales manager of a Pontiac dealership on Rockville Pike in Montgomery County, Maryland. And
in case you didn't get it, folks, if you're new to the program, the McFadden family's in the car dealers.
Yes.
Car business.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So he sees one of his salesmen getting into a little bit of a tiff with a customer, and the customer is upset, so he walks out on the showroom floor to see if he can help them, and come to find out that the customer is upset that he cannot get his permanent tags for his new vehicle because his temporary tag has expired. So my dad talks to the salesman, and the customer had written a check for a $2,000 deposit, but had placed the check on hold and needed to make the check good. Well, they couldn't give him his permanent tags until he made that check good. So my dad explained to him, all we need to do is to get the $2,000 from you, and we can go ahead and release your permanent tags, and you can be on your way. At which point, the customer took $2,000 in cash, threw it up in the air, and it all came flying down on the showroom floor. And my dad looks at the gentleman, and he says, "Sir, when you're ready to give me the cash in an adult manner, I'll be in my office," and turns around and walks away.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "There's never been a better feeling in my life than to look over my shoulders and to see that guy on his hands and
picking
knees
up his cash.
Picking up his cash." And to which I said, "This was a great lesson for me, and it taught me how to deal with out-of-control situations. And I just looked at Doug, and I went, Doug, that's for you. And Doug just laughed.
It was appropriate.
It was fun.
Yeah, very good. So good for you and good for your family.
Just the few things that you learn out of something like this, though, mm-hmm. however many pictures you have of your parents,
not enough.
Take more.
Not enough, yeah.
I don't have enough pictures of just me and my dad.
Yeah.
Just take more. Yeah. Whatever you're doing this weekend, just stop, pick up your camera, take a picture.
Yeah.
If it's just the two of you or just the ten. I mean, I got plenty of pictures of my dad with me, you know, something like that. But just take more. Mm. Get more. And then also kind of think a little bit about what your parents' plans want to be if you're at that thing. Or Doug, even though you're not even close, tell your kids. Make it sure that
they
know
what to do
what's going
me.
On.
Yeah. Yeah. Manure pile for me.
Yep. It makes life so much easier.
Yep.
So definitely do it.
Right. 14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls of our studio in Washington. I'm on the farm. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, site of this weekend's karma.
Getting.
How about a moment for a special deal? A free sample of a product that now has been recognized by people all across our country. In fact, all over Europe and in Asia as well, as the best way. The best way to stop the pain at the site in your body that aches, whether it's your shoulder, I'm touching my shoulder, your neck, your back, wherever you have aches and pains, you can use Salonpas because it works for 12 hours of relief. That is long-lasting relief. And, you don't want to take those pills, all that stuff, the ibuprofen and the, Advil and stuff that, for many people, upsets their stomach. This is a special deal. You can get a free sample of Salonpas and a valuable coupon by going to DougSteffen.com and click on the Salonpas button. It is a recommended tool in the arsenal of fixing simple sprains, strains, backache, arthritis, bruises, that sort of thing. The active ingredients in these various Salonpas patches are pain relievers. Now, there are two or three different types. You'll get relief right away that lasts for up to 12 hours. And in order to figure out how it works, the folks are offering through our website a free patch so you can actually see or feel how it works. If you have pain right now, though, you may want to go to your local drugstore, superstore. Look for the brand Salonpas. Otherwise, get your free patch at DougSteffen.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People with the earliest signs of Alzheimer's have 5 times higher risk of falling than healthy older adults. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The study was reported this week at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Paris. Researchers at Washington University in St. Louis studied the rate of falls among more than 100 healthy seniors. Those who fell more often tested positive for an abnormal brain protein called amyloid, which is associated with Alzheimer's. Dr. Bill Thies with the Alzheimer's Association.
In older adults, falls can lead to increased disability and death. They're also expensive. Medical costs from falls are more than $19 billion a year. If you know an older person who suddenly seems prone to falling, you should take them to the doctor for a full evaluation, including Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Thies added that more research is needed to explore the role of motor deficits and falls as possible early signs of Alzheimer's. For more information, visit ALZ.org. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Calm down, sir. Will you please just calm down? Yeah. Awesome. 51 minutes after the hour.
We'll be right back.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Feeling the heat, a huge chunk of the country once again enduring a summer sizzle. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The numbers tell only part of the story, but these numbers are impressive as heat waves go. From Texas to Michigan and now stretching to the Northeast, more than 60 million Americans are living in a place that is experiencing excessive heat and humidity. 17 states with heat advisories or warnings. And if you want an example of never-ending heat, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 47 straight days. Days now of 90 degrees or higher. Dr. Lee Vinoker of the University of Maryland School of Medicine says cooling off isn't an option. It is imperative, especially for those in high-risk groups.
The very elderly, kids, they're more at risk. Seniors that are shut inside with no air conditioning, you have to have air circulating, so open a window, have a fan.
Dr. Vinoker says you basically need to take it slow, use your head, and some common sense.
It's really just getting out of the elements. Don't do your exercise in the hottest part of the day.
Amazing how many people don't know that. The searing heat, of course, also affects animals. The Animal Humane Society reminds pet owners to protect their four-legged loved ones.
Some people always have their dogs outside, and if that's the case, just make sure you provide them with shade, cool water, and a tip-proof bowl, because we don't want them to try cooling themselves off, tip their water, and not have anything to drink.
Good advice from Carrie Libera of the Humane Society, and here's the best suggestion of all.
If the dog can be inside on the couch with the air conditioning, that's perfect.
In fact, that's perfect for all of us. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock-Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, a down day for the stock market to start the work week. The Dow off 95 points yesterday, closing at 12,385. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices fell $1.31 a barrel, finishing up at $95.93. A conservative cut, cap, and balance bill is expected to pass a House vote today. The measure is aimed at cutting deficits, capping federal spending, and balancing the federal budget through a constitutional amendment. The legislation will likely go nowhere in the Senate, though. The bill is loosely linked to ongoing negotiations to raise the federal debt ceiling. Some years ago, it was a chain that remade the local bookstore. The saga of mega bookstore chain Borders coming to an end. The company entered Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection several months ago, tried to reorganize and find a buyer, but no dice. It'll begin liquidation sales at its 400 remaining stores later this week. Shutting the doors for good at Borders means over 10,000 employees will lose their jobs. It's time to wake up the crew of the space shuttle Atlantis. And the wake-up call this morning was Coldplay's Don't Panic as the Atlantis begins its trek back home for the last time. The shuttle undocking from the International Space Station overnight after completing their historic final mission to the space station. The shuttle scheduled to land at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Thursday. Couple of closing notes related to cooling off in a heat wave, which so much of the country is dealing with. Yes, if you live anywhere near a beach, you can certainly head there and get some ice cream while you're at it. You might be interested to know that a new Rasmussen Reports poll of America's favorite ice cream flavors finds the two old standards, chocolate and vanilla, tied for first place. Something of a surprise in third place, though, butter pecan, followed by strawberry and cookies and cream. Good. That leaves all the cookie dough ice cream for me. And as we sit here on the sand at the beach, we have this item for you. Another poll from Fairleigh Dickinson that suggests MTV's Jersey Shore reality show may not be tarnishing New Jersey's image after all. 43% of those who have seen the show still have a favorable opinion of New Jersey. Listen, I live right next door to New Jersey, and I still have a favorable opinion of New Jersey. I just don't have a favorable opinion of Snooki, the situation, and the rest of them. Nothing personal, J-Wow. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.